was in some kind of operation today, right?
Yeah, he had an operation and broken femur, broken ribs.
Femur, they say, is just incredibly painful. Yeah. They claim it's the most painful bone to be broken. Least painful, chicken bone. Because it's not yours.
That makes sense.
I guess for the chicken, it's painful. But for everybody else, chill.
The chicken's delicious.
All right, so that's awful news. As we find out more about that, we will talk about it. More awful news for you, Chris Stanley. You jinxy, no good, loser of a better, just degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
For weeks, everyone tried to talk you out of making that bet. You pushed all in and bet some goddamn no bread nag from California.
Some.
Who, I think the horse's name is middle of the pack.
Some $8,000 bum fucking shit horse.
Were you out? Were you at the track or?
No. I was what? Going to Belmont on
horrific.
State is crazy.
They were fucking 12 roads deep everywhere.
Yeah. There was no place at Belmont Park that wasn't just a giant mass of people. You could not breathe in there.
This is the problem with horse racing. We all want to see a triple crown. And so it's the only time we get excited from one, we watch it, and boom, it fell apart. Now, California Chrome's owner, classy guy that he is, went out like a gentleman. He left that fucking place like the biggest crybaby I ever saw in my life.
Crazy old bastard.
I play just the best part of it.
Been an incredible run for Steve Colburn and Perry Martin and all those with California Chrome. Throughout it all, Steve, it's been an amazing ride. What were your thoughts as they turned for home?
Well, I thought he was gaining ground, but he didn't have it in him, apparently. You know what? He's been in three. This is his third very big race. These other horses, they always set them out. They set them out and try to upset the apple cart. I'll never see. I'm 61 years old, and I'll never see. In my lifetime, I'll never see another Triple Crown winner because of the way they do this. It's not fair to these horses that have been in the game since day one. I look at it this way. If you can't make enough points to get in the Kentucky Derby, you can't run in the other two races.
So if you had your way, you would say you got to run the Triple Crown or you cannot come up in the Belmont and be a fresh horse.
That's right. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. Because this...
Let's stop it there for a sec. Does he have a point, Chris?
Not after he loses. Maybe if he was
yelling, been saying that all week.
If he's been saying that for the last 2 months or whatever, you know, since the lead up to the actual Triple Crown.
But let's say this. Let's suppose you're going to the Super Bowl facing a team that did not have to go through the playoffs. That's the thing. Now, on the other hand, to be a great horse, you have to say, this is the greatest horse in the world. It's a once-in-a-generation horse. You beat all comers.
That's why the Triple Crown is hard.
Right.
Because they are gunning for you. This guy's saying that, this crazy old bastard saying this like, we didn't fucking know this was going to happen. Like, he didn't know it was going to happen. Before this race, he must have been talking all this shit in the world saying this is a Glock. It's a guarantee.
Yeah, but see, I get his point. I do get his point that his horse just raced twice and now rested horses just to come in.
It's shitty.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty, and yet that's always been the way, right?
Always, yeah. These are the rules. It's always been. That's
but
why it's
I've
so goddamn hard.
I've heard people being like, oh, they need to make Belmont shorter and this and that. And like, but isn't the point of this that it's almost impossible?
Yes, that's why there's been one for like 36 years. And before that, there was another 30-year drought before the 70s hit. I mean, it's a fucking impossible thing to do. That's why it's great if you get it. That's why everyone knows who secretary it is.
All right, do you still think the U.S. is going to win World Cup?
Yeah, lock it up.
No, really, who have you decided to jinx for World Cup?
Spain. I've decided to jinx Spain.
Because they won last time.
Yes.
And your sense of imagination takes you nowhere. You just, if you've seen it before, like he's picking Seattle to win the fucking Super Bowl.
I have a feeling.
By the way, this NBA playoffs is terrific. There's too much...